Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy Diary Podcast. I'm your host, Angela Borges, and I created this space for the busy, successful woman who has tried it all when it comes to weight loss with not long-term success. In this podcast, I'll show you exactly how you can break through the dieting cycle and achieve your health and weight loss goal without restrictions, tracking, or compromising your tight schedule. Listen in for practical nutrition, mindset, and lifestyle tips and strategies, all designed to help you live your best life, living in a body you feel healthy, happy, and confident in. This is the Healthy Diary Podcast. I am super pumped for today's episode because I run this same masterclass inside my private Facebook group. If you haven't joined me there yet, I highly recommend that you do so because inside that community, I share exclusive resources, but I also do kind of like bi-weekly masterclasses. And the feedback that I got for this specific masterclass was incredible. I'm actually working on a part two due to the feedback that I got from my community. So I thought if they like it, you probably will like it too. So I hope that you love it and that you find so much value from today's episode. If you are interested in joining my group, I'm going to leave the link for you to click on in the show notes. So that way you can request access straight away. So today I'm sharing the 7 eating habits that naturally thin people have and that the dieting industry doesn't really share. And the reason why I'm sharing these 7 habits is because if you want to lose weight and keep the weight off for good, you kind of need to build those habits. So they're kind of like non-negotiable. And sometimes when we embark on a weight loss journey, we are very focused on our short-term goal. We're just very focused on weight loss, let's be honest. But we don't really think long-term on how we're going to be able to maintain our weight loss without restricting, without tracking, without working out like crazy. And the thing, my friend, is that the way that you lose weight is not very different from how you should maintain your weight loss. So whatever you're doing right now, you need to think, am I going to be able to keep doing this once I achieve my goal? Not many people think about that. And this is the reason why most people fail when it comes to weight loss. And sometimes weight loss feels like a lifestyle. It feels like we wake up and we think about weight loss. We go to bed and we think about weight loss, and it shouldn't be that way. There's some research that shows that the average woman spends at least 17 years of her life on a diet and she still ends up overweight. 17 years to still end up overweight. And when I read this research, I was actually nodding because I'm a testimony of those stats, which sucks, I know. I spent 18 years in this cycle, yo-yo dieting, trying to lose the same 12 kilos that I wanted to lose, losing and gaining. And it was like a never-ending cycle. So this is crazy. And this only tells us that, oh my God, something isn't right. Like when we embark on a weight loss journey, we're not doing something right. We're not really thinking about, all right, I want to lose the weight, but how am I going to maintain that weight loss? And this is exactly why I wanted to share this masterclass so that you can start challenging what you're doing to lose weight. And you can start asking yourself, am I going to be able to do this long term? Or you can start questioning, am I building the right habits to be able to maintain my weight loss effortlessly once I get to that goal? All right. So we all know this person, this woman, it can be a relative, it can be a friend, it can be a colleague, this person who, no matter what she does, no matter what she eats, she will maintain her weight effortlessly. She'll never gain weight. And this can be super frustrating. And sometimes we feel like, ah, that's so annoying. This person, she must have like a super quick metabolism, and my metabolism, it sucks. And it just feels very, very frustrating. And we get annoyed, let's be honest. And the thing is that there's some research that has shown what differentiates a person who is successful at maintaining her weight loss or his weight loss effortlessly and someone who isn't able to do so. And this person is still stuck in this yo-yo dieting cycle. So there's some characteristics that have been found in these people who are called successful dieters. And I also call them naturally lean people because they're able to lose their weight and then they stay there without even trying, which is amazing. That's the goal. And I feel like I kind of like sit in that category now because I'm someone who now after I've gone through like so many years of struggles, I feel like I'm able to do that. And I don't track calories. I don't weigh my food. I don't exercise like crazy. There's some habits that I still have that are really important that I didn't have back in the day when I was really struggling. And when I was reading the research and I was like finding out what these habits were, I was like nodding along and telling myself that, yeah, this is true. This is what I do now. And this is what I was missing in my journey before. And this is exactly what I want to share with you. All right. So what are those habits? You're like, Angela, too much talking. Just give me those action points. All right. So let's start. So the first habit is that they actually don't diet. People who are able to maintain their weight loss effortlessly, they're actually not dieting. They're not restricting. They're not cutting out food groups. They're not following a specific intermittent fasting protocol. They're not doing the fast 800. They're just living their lives. They're just eating real food. They're just behaving normally when it comes to food. So they're not really following a restrictive protocol and they're not going through any sort of extremes when it comes to their diet. So that is the first difference. Oftentimes, people associate thinness with a strict diet. However, highly restrictive behaviors are neither effective nor sustained long-term. They're also linked to food cravings, binge eating, and some eating disorder symptoms, not sustainable weight loss. So the research is telling you that restrictive diets, they can actually lead to weight gain, unfortunately. And restrictive diets are the reason why so many people are stuck in this yo-yo dieting cycle. So if these people can maintain their weight loss effortlessly without restricting their diet, so how the hell do they achieve this? So habit number two is they listen to their bodies. They eat when they're hungry and they stop when they feel full and satisfied. This, my friend, is the most powerful skill that you can develop in your journey. And I say a skill because this is a learnable skill. And this is coming from someone who used to struggle with this. I would just eat whatever is on my plate. I'll clear my plate. I didn't really have that connection with my fullness cues. So to be able to eat when you're hungry and stop when you're satisfied is one of the most important habits that you need to develop for effortless weight loss maintenance. If you feel like, ooh, that's not possible for me because I'm a big eater or I love my food, remember that that's a story that you're creating in your head. And if you feel like, that's not going to happen to me because I love my food too much, and once I start, I can't stop eating, just pause for a second and remember that this is a story that you've created in your head. As I said, this is a learnable skill and the most powerful skill that you can develop if your goal is weight loss and, of course, weight loss maintenance as well. All right. So these people are very, very good at doing that. They eat when they're hungry and they stop when they feel full, when they feel satisfied. The third habit that was identified in these people is that they eat mostly nutritious food. They cook at home most of their meals, and every meal is centered around some form of protein. This is one that really hit home for me because this is exactly what I do. This is my habit. For example, the other day, I did a meal prep this last week because I had leftovers from the weekend and I was also staying with my mom. So there was no point for me to meal prep. And I came home for dinner and without my prep in the fridge. And the first question was like, what's my protein source? And I opened the fridge. There was some pork. And I was like, I don't feel like pork. I opened the pantry. There was some tuna. I was like, okay, tuna. That's kind of like the first ingredient that I thought of. The protein. And then from there, I started building my meal. I was like, okay, where's my carbs? I'm going to make a sandwich. Then the avocado. Then where are my veggies? But everything is kind of like built around some sort of protein. And this is something that these people do, like these naturally thin people. That's how they think. They build their meals around protein. They eat mostly nutritious foods as well. I don't know if you've heard about this rule, the 80-20 rule. So where most of your meals, 80% of your meals are wholesome, they're nutrient dense, they're natural and all these things. And then the other 20% is more so for less nutritious foods, foods that fit your soul more than anything. So these people are really good at doing that. It's not that they just eat whatever. They're very health conscious. Most of their diet is very wholesome, very nutrient dense, and then they have some space for these less nutritious foods. Also, they cook most of their meals at home, and that's something really powerful because when you're cooking your meals at home, you will know exactly what's in those meals. You have a lot more control over what you're putting on your plate or your containers if you're meal prepping. So think about that. And how you can incorporate that into your journey. Maybe you need to focus more on cooking more at home, or maybe focus on adding more nutritious foods to your diet, or maybe increasing your protein intake. Maybe that's something that you haven't been thinking about. So I want you to think about that. Number four, these people plan. Successful people in general, they're really good at planning. I don't know any successful person out there that doesn't do any sort of planning. It's super important. Successful people, they just don't start the week just hoping for the best and they just wing it. If you want to kind of like be successful with healthy eating in general, with healthy living in general, you need to have some sort of planning, and planning can become a habit as well. All right. So I would recommend that you think about the things that support your journey. Your food is one of the things that supports your journey, your movement, probably your sleep, your water intake, and just pop it in your calendar. Set some reminders on your phone. Start your week knowing exactly how your week is going to go. That is super important because if you don't plan, trying to be consistent throughout the week is just going to be very, very hard because you're just going to go with the flow. And that, my friend, isn't going to help you. With planning, one thing that I would highly recommend is incorporating some sort of meal prepping. Honestly, if you don't want to worry about your food, if you want to reduce that decision fatigue that you go through during the week, you're probably already making a lot of decisions at work. And then you get home, you need to make a lot of decisions at home as well. So don't let your nutrition add more stress to that and more overwhelm when it comes to your decision making. There's something called nutrition decision fatigue when you have too many options, you have too many decisions to make when it comes to your food, like, oh, what do I eat? Do I have enough ingredients? Should I be cooking? Where's my protein? So you don't want to be making those decisions day after day. If you plan and if you do some sort of meal preparation, then all of that is going to be sorted for you. So during the week, it's more so just, this is what I'm eating today, already prepped, and then off you go. Okay? So these people plan. So if you're not planning and you're just winging it every week, then that's probably one of the first things that I would do. Okay. Number five, these people eat the same meals consistently. And this is an interesting one. And it's kind of like aligned with what I said before about decision fatigue. These people aren't changing their meals every single day. They're not trying new recipes every single day. They have like some favorite meals, let's say 5 lunches, 5 breakfasts, 5 dinners, and then they just start rotating those meals. And there is a reason why. I don't know if you've noticed some very successful people like Steve Jobs or Barack Obama that wear the same outfit day in and day out. There's a reason why they do that. They do that because they want to reduce the amount of decisions that they need to make in the day so that they can save that decision power to make important decisions in their lives, like with the nature of their jobs. There's probably way more important decisions for them to make than deciding what they're going to wear or deciding what they're going to eat for dinner. So these people eat the same meals consistently. And this is kind of like one that hits home as well, because I'm someone who eats the same breakfast all week. Like if I'm having Turkish bread with eggs and avocado, I'm having that Monday to Friday. And then if I feel like changing it the next week, then I'll choose another breakfast to have the other week. That way I don't have to make the decision. I don't have to think about it. I'm not overwhelmed. And there's actual research that has shown that overavailability of food and having too many options as well, that has been correlated with weight gain as well. So reduce the number of options, make it simple, make sure that you enjoy those meals, of course, but just simplify it. 3 to 5 meals that you enjoy and then have them in rotation. And then if you're like overdosed, then pick another 5, but don't change your meals every single day. Don't make different dinners every single day because you're just adding unnecessary overwhelm to your life. Then we've got number 6. These people have breakfast. It's been shown that skipping breakfast might lead to overeating and weight gain. And the recommendation is that you eat your breakfast and that you make sure that your breakfast is high in protein as well. Because if you're having a muffin with coffee for breakfast, that probably isn't going to help you long term. So make sure that you have a balanced breakfast, that you have some protein with that breakfast as well. This nutrient will give your brain a boost and help you balance your blood sugar and energy levels throughout the day as well. And especially for women, I'll say over 35, I would highly, highly recommend that you have some sort of breakfast because when you wake up first thing in the morning, our cortisol levels, our stress hormone, cortisol, is kind of at its highest levels, okay? The only way to balance that and to bring that down is with a balanced breakfast. The worst thing that you can do is your cortisol levels are at the highest and start your day with a coffee. Caffeine, which is going to increase those cortisol levels. So I highly recommend that before you have any coffee in the morning, have some water, of course, hydrate. You came out of a time of fasting from your sleep, and then that you have some breakfast to help you balance that hormone, and then you can enjoy your coffee after that. So that's normally what I would recommend. Okay, number 7, we're nearly done, but I might have a little bit of a bonus for you. So with number 7, it's been shown that these naturally thin people, they tend to fidget quite a lot. And on top of a 30-minute daily activity, so the research showed that these people, they actually move for a minimum of 30 minutes every day, whether it's with a planned walk or going to the gym or doing some Pilates, they have some sort of habit of moving their bodies for at least 30 minutes. But on top of that, they seem to burn more calories throughout the day, doing all kinds of things, especially less conscious movement. So it might be like walking, it might be doing the gardening, it might be just simply fidgeting and just doing things in their day-to-day. So they're a lot more active. And if it's someone like me, for example, who I'm seated at my desk for about 10 hours every day, I'm always mindful of let's get more steps. Let's use another toilet at home so that I can get more steps in. Maybe at lunchtime, I'm going to go for a 5-minute walk. So I'm very conscious of that. So these people also have that kind of like, they're very mindful when it comes to their movement. And something that I say is that you don't have to schedule 45 minutes in your calendar to increase your daily movement. You just need to become aware of what you're currently doing right now, because you can make a couple of tweaks to those things to increase your daily movement. And if this is something that you are interested in, I highly recommend that you listen to episode 3, because I talk you through 5 things that you can do that don't require a lot of effort to help you lose weight on a tight schedule. So highly recommend episode 3. So before we wrap up, I just wanted to share a little bit of a bonus. This is probably the most important habit, okay, that these people have. Lean people think and talk like a lean person. Lean people match their behaviors and identity to their goal. And I feel like this is where most people fail. A lot of people have the best intentions when it comes to weight loss. They want to do all the right things to get to their goals, but they don't really work on their mindset. They don't really work on changing their identities. And what happens is that this creates some sort of misalignment in your brain. Like, your actions aren't matching the way that you think, the way that you talk to yourself, your belief system. And this creates a misalignment in your brain. And your brain doesn't like that. Your brain likes the alignment. And the best way to make that alignment is to match your actions with your identity, with your thoughts, with the way that you talk to yourself. You need to be very, very mindful of that. So people get stuck because their thoughts and discussions about nutrition, diet, and exercise don't match their actions. They might attempt a new way of eating, a new training program, but they still talk and act like a not lean person. So let's say we have a scenario and someone brought some treats at work and they start offering the treats. So a not lean thought will be, I probably shouldn't have the office snacks everyone brings in, but my willpower sucks. I just can't say no. So I'll give up. I'll just have the office snacks. That's what a not lean person would think. Okay. And on the other side, we have a lean person thought, which is, sorry, I brought my own snacks in this week, so I'm going to have those instead. Get what I'm saying? So if you're still thinking like that identity of yours that got you to this point, you're not going to be able to get to the other side, which is effortless weight loss maintenance. Okay. So I highly recommend that you pay attention to your thoughts, the way that you talk to yourself, your belief system, and start changing those stories. Start changing that narrative. Okay. So here's another example. Let's say that you've signed up to go to the gym. So not lean thought. I really don't like going to the gym. So you know what? I'm just not going to go. And a lean thought would be, when I get to the gym, I actually end up quite enjoying it. I just need to focus on getting stronger and not dread the thought of the gym. That's actually really true, because the hardest part when it comes to going to the gym is actually getting to the gym. But once we're there, most of us, we actually feel really good because we have that serotonin going. So this is kind of like where a lean person would focus on, not the, oh, I hate going to the gym, so I'm just going to give up. So I highly recommend that you start changing the way that you talk, the way that you think. This is probably the most important thing, because my friend, if you don't change your mindset and your thought process, you can try whatever you want, you can change all of the habits, but if you don't change your mindset and your thoughts, that's going to pull you back at some point and put you back to square one. And I just wanted to read this bit to you because it's actually really, really powerful. So you don't get the abs and then become the person who has the abs. You have to first become the person who has the abs and then you will get the abs. Okay? Which means change your habits and your habits will change you. Habits are what you need in order for you to be successful with weight loss maintenance. And these were the 7 habits that a naturally thin person has. And you can use them to your advantage and start looking at how can I incorporate this into my journey so that you too can be successful with weight loss and weight loss maintenance long term. So that's it for today's episode. I really hope that you enjoyed it. And if you love what you're hearing so far, I would love for you to leave a review. You will really, really help me that way so that I can support more women and I can share all this amazing information that can literally change their lives. So thank you so much for listening in again. Hit subscribe so that you can get notified every time that I release a new episode. Have the best day and I'll talk to you in our next episode. Bye-bye.